The University of Canterbury has published a study which found that New Zealanders can recognise over 1,000 te reo Māori words, but only understand the meaning of about 70 of those words. The study investigates how incidental exposure to te reo Māori and implicit knowledge can facilitate better learning of the language. I spoke to Jeanette King, co-author of the research from the University of Canterbury's New Zealand Institute of Language, Brain and Behaviour, about the study. We also spoke about what the findings mean for the future of te reo Māori in Aotearoa. Could you explain a little bit about how this research came about and how it was undertaken?
A couple of my colleagues, linguistic colleagues, had young children a few years ago and went to pick them up from preschool, put them in the back seat of the car, and as you're going along, they noticed separately, two separate different children, that they were singing these Māori songs. So they started listening closely and they realised that what the children were singing weren't real Māori songs, but they'd been exposed to Waiata Māori at their preschools, and they'd picked up information about the sound system of Māori. So while the words they were saying weren't real Māori words on the whole, they sounded like Māori words, and they were putting them together in ways that showed they'd picked up some knowledge about the structure of Māori words and where sound, which sounds go where and how words are formed. And they thought, well, if very young children who aren't speakers of Māori but are exposed to some Māori language in their environment can pick up this sort of information about the sound system of the te reo Māori, perhaps adults can do it. So we decided to investigate this. So we set up a group of tests and we thought, we'll test three different sorts of people. People who are speakers of Māori, people from the United States who know nothing about te reo Māori and aren't exposed to it at all, and then non-Māori speaking New Zealanders, so people who live in New Zealand, have grown up in New Zealand. And we thought the results would be that obviously our Māori speakers would have a very sophisticated knowledge of the sound patterns of te reo Māori, that our American participants would have absolutely no knowledge, and that our non-Māori speaking New Zealanders would fall somewhere in between, that they would have some knowledge but not be, they'd be in between having nothing and, really sophisticated knowledge. And we were incredibly surprised by our results because we found that non-Māori speaking adult New Zealanders had the same sort of statistical knowledge about te reo Māori as our Māori speakers. So that's really set us off on a lot of research over the last 4 or 5 years to kind of investigate different aspects of this. So this sort of knowledge that you don't know you have, implicit knowledge is a word for it, it's knowledge that you don't even know you have, and it's called in the literature a proto-lexicon. So lexicon means word, so it's the beginning of knowledge of words. So they don't really know words, but they know about parts of words and the sound structure. And the paper that we've just published, actually, we tried to measure, because some people have said perhaps non-Māori speaking New Zealanders know a lot more words in te reo Māori than we think they do. But this latest paper shows that when we asked people who can't speak Māori to write definitions for about just over 100 reasonably common Māori words, they could only accurately write a definition for about 70 of those words. So their actual explicit knowledge of Māori words is actually low, but their implicit knowledge is really, really deep. And one of the other bits of work we've done is to look at, well, what happens if adult non-Māori speaking New Zealanders do start to learn te reo, and we've found that this proto-lexicon, the bigger proto-lexicon that you have, this it helps you learn Māori words quicker. So it's a real boon or encouragement to people to learn te reo Māori and to actually expose themselves to the language as much as possible, because that's going to help you when you start learning te reo.
And so what separates Aotearoa from other places in terms of studying pro-lexicon and Indigenous language?
Well, we're quite unique here. We have the one Indigenous language, and it has quite a high profile in the country compared to other parts of the world. We only have to look at Australia, where there are over 250 Indigenous languages, and many of them have actually unfortunately been lost. Also the same in North America, in the USA and Canada, there are very many Indigenous languages. So here in Aotearoa, we have just the one, and it is out in our environment on street signs, road signs, on the radio, people hear the odd word, and so on. And children, actually, in the school system nowadays, I think anyone who's been in the school system over the last 30 years, especially in preschool or primary school, will have been exposed to numbers, basic commands, colours, all sorts of Māori words. So it's really become quite a feature of what New Zealand is about and our identity, and the fact that te reo Māori is actually an important part of who we are here in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
What does this research tell us in terms of the levels of te reo understanding we currently have?
It says that people don't have a lot of explicit knowledge, but they have a lot of implicit knowledge, and that's really good for our country as a whole. A few years ago, there was a government aim to have 1 million New Zealanders being able to speak te reo Māori by 2040, and a lot of people call that an audacious aim. But our research shows that perhaps it's not so audacious after all, that just by living in New Zealand and being exposed in the everyday environment to the Māori language, that we're actually picking up the beginning basic building blocks of being able to actually learn the language. And so, yeah, I would encourage anyone who's ever thought about learning te reo Māori to give it a go.
How do we ensure that people are still motivated and encouraged to go out and learn te reo and don't get complacent with just being exposed to it on a day-to-day basis?
Yes, that's true. We're hoping that people will think, well, I've already got a bit of a head start. Why not capitalise on that? But I think our exposure to te reo is only going to increase. There are increasingly more speakers, so I think people are exposed to hearing the Māori language out in the wild, on the street. And this is all part of normalising the language so that people who can speak really feel motivated that they can speak Māori wherever they are and it will be accepted, and they won't feel that, oh, maybe I shouldn't be speaking Māori here, people might look at me. So I think it's going to increasingly become part of our normal environment in New Zealand. The discussion about bringing in bilingual road signs, which are quite common in many countries overseas. We're actually going to be increasingly exposed to the language and be building up this knowledge. But yes, we do hope that people will take that as an encouragement.
Just speaking of bilingual signage, we've seen huge discussions surrounding that, as well as other initiatives to increase exposure to te reo, and opposition parties have often been quick to criticise these efforts. Given your findings, how important is it that parties prioritise Māori language support in the upcoming election?
I think it's really important. There has been a lot of support over the years, and the bilingual road signs is another one. Obviously, it would cost a lot of money. It would just need to be done as road signs are replaced, so therefore, the expenditure wouldn't be a lot, but it kind of means a lot. Have you ever driven along a road and seen a bus going to a kura kaupapa? They often have the, instead of school on the back of the bus, they have the word kura. A number of our fire engines now have ahi written on them. So there's a lot of Māori words being used and signage around the place. And I think if you've ever travelled overseas and gone to a place where there's been a lot of signage in a different language, you actually often find that that is part of what you perceive as the unique cultural aspects of that country that you're visiting, and you see it as a positive thing. So I'm hoping that New Zealanders will embrace this part of our identity and our culture here and roll with it and not be too negative.
That was Jeanette King from the University of Canterbury speaking to me about her research in te reo Māori words that are known but not necessarily understood.